People in Redmond mourn the loss of two teenage girls who died yesterday in a three-car crash on Highway 97. Police say 16-year-old Tara Goad and 15-year-old Teresa Tucker were killed in that accident. Both girls had been students at the Redmond Proficiency Academy, and Tucker had recently transferred to Redmond High School. District spokesman John Bullock says grief counselors will be at both schools today.
Well, first and foremost, our hearts go out to the families of these two girls, and we just wish them all the peace and comfort possible in a time like this.
Redmond police say freezing fog may have played a role. Captain Brian McNaughton says the scene of the crash was a tough place to be.
Oh, it's always traumatic when a young person loses their life like that, and two is doubly so.
McNaughton says the investigation will probably take about a week. A Bend nonprofit organization will vacate its downtown location because of what they call unsavory activity. Arts Central Executive Director Kate O'Hagan says the amount of loitering and criminal activity became too much, and that parents and older clientele were unwilling to, quote, navigate the plaza and surrounding area. The organization uses the Goodwillie Allen Rademacher House near the breezeway connecting downtown Bend with Drake Park. An article in the Bulletin says police have responded to that site more than 250 times since February of 2006. Art Central will continue to operate out of its Art Station site in the Old Mill District. Well, there was a tremendous turnout for the grand opening of the new Indian Head Casino along Highway 26 in Warm Springs. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The Indian Head Casino opened Saturday night. The casino's marketing director, Ian Hay, says hundreds of people showed up.
Excellent turnout. The parking lots were full and had a great response from the public Saturday night and Sunday, and we've been a tremendous response.
The new casino has 500 slot machines and 8 blackjack tables. It's open 24 hours a day. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Real estate in Central Oregon still has a long way to go to come back, but local realtors say there are some positive signs. Darren Powderly with Compass Commercial says they've seen improvements in people leasing space around town.
And for the first time in recent memory, Bend office, industrial, and retail sectors all showed improvement in their vacancy rates thanks to an increase in leasing activity. Now, it was slight. It was very slight improvement, but it was in fact an improvement. And over four quarters, at the end of the year, you're seeing positive signs. That's a trend. So we're very pleased about that.
Powderly says bank-owned properties are still a drag on home prices, but more people are buying up those properties. Oregon Republicans say they will let unaffiliated voters participate in their primary this year. GOP officials hope the change will help them claw their way back into statewide offices that they have not controlled since 1993. The Republican Central Committee approved the change on Sunday. It will apply only to statewide races for Attorney General, Treasurer, and Secretary of State, not to the presidential election or to legislative races. Trent Lutz, Democratic Party of Oregon Executive Director, says there are no plans to open Democratic primaries to unaffiliated voters. A Corvallis man became a target when his wife fired several rounds at his car. The man had taken his wife's keys so she would not drive drunk. Lieutenant Cord Wood says Jeff Roos got into an argument with his wife, and as he was driving away, she fired several rounds from a 9mm handgun.
When Mr. Roos left the house after the altercation and got in his vehicle, Corinne Roos walked to the house, retrieved a 9mm handgun, and fired several rounds at his vehicle.
The GMC Denali was hit in the windshield and driver's side door. Roos was not hurt. His wife called 911 and turned herself in after firing the shots. She's charged with attempted assault and unlawful use of a weapon. Jeff Roos is charged with domestic harassment. And searchers continue to look for a tigered man overdue from a climb on Mount Hood. Clackamas County authorities say Jared Townsley left Timberline Lodge at midnight Sunday after signing the climbing registry, did not sign back in to signal his return. Officials say Townsley is an experienced climber who has reached the summit of Mount Hood a number of times before. His car is still in the parking lot at Timberline Lodge, and it's not known how much gear he has with him. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com. Next local newscast comes up this morning at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.